Listening to old Janis Joplin.
Me too. I love her voice.
So, where are we going to from there?
Okay, so the first one is, it was requested by, is it Angeling?
Yeah.
Last week, it's going to be Leashed by Pearl Jam.
Cool. Alright, so here you go, Angeling. This is a song you requested last time around. Here we go. Sorry about that, folks. Angeling. Dad, burn it. Give us a song without the F-bomb, please, and thank you, and we'll play it for you.
Good song, though.
Yeah, but yikes.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've said either.
I heard four.
I was like... I was like trying to communicate over here on something else, and
I heard it the first time, and I was like, okay, we'll just skip through it, and then it said it, you know, three more.
Yeah, well, Angeling, you got us. Yikes. All right, well, we'll see how it goes, man.
Oh, no.
Is the next one more user friendly?
Yes.
All right, where are we going?
I'd Love to Change the World by 10 Years After.
Yeah, in a polite way. Alright. Here we go. Stay tuned. You're listening to Music with Care Hour. So 777, that's like on the slot machine. When you hit 3 7s on there, you win the jackpot.
Oh, it's the jackpot?
Yeah.
I need to gamble.
Yeah. Well, if you gamble, gamble on whatever it is that I don't gamble on. So you see me in a casino betting on something, bet on whatever it is I don't bet on. Because when I gamble, I lose.
I went to a casino one time and I brought $20 in and I walked away with $200. Like, I stopped at $200 because I knew it wasn't going to get better than that.
Well, yeah, man. If you can quit while you're ahead, go in there for $5, win $10, run out.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you do, but not me, man. I get in there, it don't matter. I play blackjack once. The moment I put my dollar down on the table, bam, it was gone. That quick. And I was like, wow, I really stink at this game.
Maybe try again.
Yeah, this is like buying a lottery ticket. It's just like a, you know, a whatever shoot. It's 50-50. Actually, it's less than that.
Yeah.
It's probably one out of a billion that you're going to win. But that day you did.
I'm just hoping that I'll find a ticket on the ground that was a winner that somebody dropped or didn't think it was a winner, and then I get it. Like, I don't actually want to play.
Yeah, so you didn't even have to pay for it.
Right.
You just found it. Yeah, that's a lucky day. Anyway, so 777, this is Danzig that played this one?
Yep.
Ain't no F-bombs, Miss Carol.
No.
Here we go. Okay, just a little bit of intellectual humor for you. Kara, does your vacuum sweeper suck?
Yes, it does, but not in the functional...
Not in the right way? I told my mom one time that she said, boy, get my vacuum out of the closet. So I go get this old vacuum sweeper out there, and I said, Mom, this vacuum sweeper sucks. And she said, boy, what's wrong with you? That's a good vacuum sweeper. I've had that for years. That thing works perfect. And I said, Mom, it's a vacuum sweeper. It's supposed to suck. Otherwise, it's broken.
Oh, no.
She did not find that amusing. But you know, that's some of them wise guys, so, you know, go tell somebody their vacuum sweeper sucks and watch how riled up they get. All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Free For All by Ted Nugent.
Yeah, I like that song.
Me too.
Ted Nugent's kind of cool. I did whenever I was watching the videos to pick which song to download. He gets on there and bleeps out the F-bomb right before the song. I didn't obviously pick that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the bleeping, you know, free-for-all guy. And I'm like, what? Nope. Yeah. All right, anyway, it's a good song, though.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes, they can turn me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free-for-all, and a heart of said, you can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. It's in the air tonight. Got me a rock and roll band, it's a free for all.
Kara thinks Ted Nugent's hot.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's hot, but he got some good music. What?
You don't agree?
No, I don't agree. You know, I like his song Dog Eat Dog and that one there. You know, but yeah, no, he's...
Stops there.
That's it. He's okay, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Alright, well, teach his own. You like Ted Nugent, maybe. He's pretty old now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their taste.
Alright, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Shout at the Devil by Motley Crue.
We're getting a bit rowdy now, ain't we? Boy, I tell you what, Motley Crue, that was a good band. It's a pretty rowdy song, too.
Yes, I like the energy.
Yeah, it's like got some dynamics to it as well. So where are we going now?
Now we're gonna, it's, well, it's G.O.A.T. I'm not sure. By Polyphia.
Polyphia. Tried to Google up Polyphia, and it said something about an instrumental.
Yeah, it's instrumental. My friend showed me this like a week or two ago, and I liked it. So.
Cool. All right, so that's what we're doing. Polyphia by Goat.
Yeah, I don't know if it stands for anything.
I took all the dots out because I didn't want to confuse the computer.
Yeah.
So, all right, here we go. Sabotage, Gutter Ballet.
Yep.
And what did you say something about? You thought it was homelessness?
Yeah, I read somewhere that it was something about being homeless and just surviving in any way possible.
Yeah, that'd be rough, man. So I don't think we should have homeless people. I think they should all have a home if they want it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of world I'm working for. Anyway, let's hear what the song sounds like, right?
Yes.
Thank you. That was a good tune.
Yes.
Okay, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Pretty News by Soundgarden.
Pretty News. That sounds pretty controversial.
Yeah, there was an interview, and Chris Cornell said something about, and it's about an attractively packaged bad idea, something that seems great at first, but comes back to bite you.
Oh, that makes sense. So, yeah. And when it comes down to our mystery song today, if I don't mess that one up like I've done in the past, I have tendencies to have problems
with the mystery song.
Yeah, with the mystery song. But anyway, you might get the song name on the deal, but you got to guess the band. Yeah, so it's not a well-known band. It's probably not even a really good song, but I don't know. It's controversial.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, don't panic. It's good. It's funny. You know what I mean?
I know it's funny, but I never thought it was controversial.
Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah.
And who you wrote the song for.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, here we go. Inside joke. righty then. There's video out there where birds are dropping out of the sky and they don't know whether or not it's 5G.
Or berries.
That's bad no matter what you think about it. But, you know what? If these, like you're using this 5G network, if that's killing birds, people are going to have bugs crawling all over them.
Ugh.
There ain't no birds eat the bugs, then what? Skeeters everywhere,
and
bugs.
I don't want no worms in my ear when I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, so you better be nice to nature. You better find out what's going on, get it sorted. You don't want bugs crawling all over the back of your neck. Yeah, think about that. Like this.
I was trying not to think about it too hard.
Well, I tried to give you a visual so you could get the full effect.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we doing now?
Now we're going to go to Us and Them by Pink Floyd.
And we was trying to figure out what Us and Them was about. Does anybody in the chat room know what Us and Them about is on Pink Floyd's song? We'll play it while you think about it.
about. And who deny it's what the fighting's all about?
So that's a good song, but it's like sleeping music. It's like laid back, mellow.
Yeah, if you're already tired.
Yeah, no kidding. I was about to doze there. So where are we going now?
This next one's going to be the last one before the mystery song, and it's Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Well, you know, it reminds me of a story back during Ted Nugent concert. Summer Jam 82, this plus-size bottom girl, like, was literally beating this dude up. Kind of a skinny dude. But nonetheless, she's beating him up, and then she starts dragging him around the doggone parking lot by his underwear.
That would be embarrassing.
Kind of harsh, man. Plus-size bottom girl beating up on that poor skinny dude, man. What's wrong with that?
I want to know what he did to get her that mad.
Oh, no. He must have done something. Maybe he said something about, you know, her plus-size... I don't know. But whatever it was, he paid the price.
Oh, yeah.
That yeah. Is... All right, here we go. Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. Enjoy. And then, after this song, the mystery song. All you got to do is guess the band name. So, and then look up at the player. That'll tell you the doggone song name. All right, here we go.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round. Yeah.
Alrighty then, it's the time y'all been waiting for. If I don't mess this thing up right here, there's a song coming up there. You know, not such a great song, I suppose, but a song nonetheless with some funny lyrics if you listen in really closely to the words and all that kind of stuff. But all you got to do, because I'm pretty sure all you got to do is look up there at the player and he'll tell you the song name, but it don't tell you the band. And since it's not a well-known band, but a band nonetheless, whoever guesses that wins an all-expense trip paid trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. And I suppose if nobody guesses it, it's no great loss, but maybe everybody will be a winner in that case. So, all right, see if you can guess this one right here. I'm a guessing that nobody will be guessing this band.
I'm
that's real funny because nobody ever guessed that one. I think I'm just going to hold on to that song and keep it a secret. But somebody was really close to the name. Spelling was off. But I'll give you guys and gals a chance to win it next time around whenever you can guess what band name that is. Close. Use close. All right. You got the song name. Google it up. All right. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to Musical Care Hour. Stay tuned for the Hope Show with Beverly.